Another activity, also happily long past, that no one enjoyed was the 11+. Derek James and a retired teacher in Canada found they have one thing in common. They both hated and failed the 11+. Neil will read their thoughts on their early days in education.
It was a day which changed our lives. The time we sat down in our primary schools, looked at some strange questions, picked up our pens and tried to answer them. Sometimes later we discover whether or not we would be going to grammar or secondary modern school. This was the only examination that I ever took. I was said to be borderline, so I took another test I didn't understand. I remember the headmistress at my school, Miss Pike, ringing my mother to tell her I had failed. It was a gloomy day in our home, and then my parents decided to send me to a boarding school rather than to secondary modern. Was it any better? At Isham Hole in the 1950s and early 1960s, I was taught how to play rugby and box, but I couldn't add up and never understood chemistry or mathematics, and still can't. I was an angry young man and spent a lot of time in detention writing lines such as, "I must not smoke," 500 times, and then creeping off round the back of the gym for a woodbine. I left before taking any exams. If I wanted to take O-levels, we had to cycle to a school in Bungie. I didn't bother. The reason I'm blithering on about the awful, in my view, 11+, is that I've been in touch with Carl Clark, a retired teacher in Canada, about his life during the war in Norwich, when the family home was blown up. He failed the 11+ and went to Helsdon Secondary Modern in the 1950s, before the family emigrated. "Looking at education today in our country," he says, "I can only hope that it is much different from what I experienced in Norwich at the time. I say this because as an 11-year-old I was cast aside to go to Helsdon Secondary Modern, where I have been a tradesperson or similar. I sat the 11+ exam twice, passed twice, but failed the interview twice, so on to Helsdon School. It was only me and my parents' insistence that I attended Norwich City College and was able to bypass the failures of the system to become somewhat educated," says Carl. He emigrated to Canada in the 1950s with his family and went to university and became a teacher. "As an educator for 33 years, I am saddened to think of the almost total lack of understanding of pedagogical theory of my early time. How many more like me were missed? The 11+ exam is a disaster, which I hope and pray is no longer applied," he says. "Some of the questions were not age-relevant. For example, I was shown a photograph and asked if it was taken at dawn or dusk. Good riddance to the 11+, he says.
Thank you, Neil. I think the 11+ was a terrible exam, which divided young people at the time into grammar school pupils and secondary modern students, making huge differences to their lives.